The battle is on for the waters of the Amazon. Brazil's government wants to harness the rainforest's mighty rivers to generate energy for South America's largest economy. The ancestral inhabitants argue that their lives depend on the natural resources from those waters. They oppose plans to build what will be the world's third largest dam. NPR's Julie McCarthy traveled to the Xingu River in the state of Pará in the Amazon and filed this report.
Trawling the remote waters of the vast and pristine Xingu River is like scouting Eden. Lush green forests stretch heavenward. Cawing water birds and crickets lead the morning chorus. Hawks loop lazy circles in the sky. There's no trace of man's imprint. A pink-blue horizon bleeds into gray as the Amazon marshals a storm. A political storm is also gathering over the planned construction of a dam near the mouth of the 1,200-mile-long Xingu that spills into the Amazon River. Some 1,000 Indians from diverse tribes converged recently on the small port of Altamira to say no to the Belo Monte Dam. In energy-hungry Brazil, the government says the $6 billion hydroelectric plant is indispensable for the next level of development. But the Indians and their allies say the proposed dam would flood 44,000 hectares of land and destroy a way of life for indigenous families, farmers, and fishermen. 2 decades earlier, they mobilized in this same spot, stopping a series of proposed dams. Cornell University Emeritus Professor of Anthropology, Terrence Turner, has spent his career studying the ancient tribes of the Xingu River and their recurring drama.
Like a Dracula movie that every 20 years or so, it kind of surges up out of the coffin, and you have to drive the stake back through the thing and make it go away again, but it never really goes away. It keeps coming back.
This is the apple of the government's eye. It's going to be the biggest infrastructure project in Brazil, at least for the next 25 years.
Glenn Switkiss of the group International Rivers says, however, that the Belo Monte Dam won't be viable because the Xingu River has seasonal low water levels.
During maybe 3 to 5 months of the year, the turbines at Belo Monte would virtually grind to a halt. So then the question arises, is this going to be the only large dam on the Xingu?
It's sacred. It's special. It's their life.
Sue Cunningham is a trustee of the UK-based Indigenous Peoples Cultural Support Trust. She recently journeyed the length of the Xingu River in a 6-month voyage.
I had a number of experiences in the 48 villages of women coming up to me with tears streaming down their face. Totally naked, painted black, aggressive and nasty, saying, "Who are you? Please, whatever you're doing here, tell those people not to construct the dams. Where will I run with my children? Where will I find food?"
Streaked black Tuira Kayapo could have been one of those women. At the mass gathering opposing the dam, she wears the plumes of the Kayapo tribe, wields a machete and a sharp tongue. "You've come here to make this dam and you think you can just push us aside, but I'm not afraid," she cries. "I'm not a child or an orphan, and together we are strong and we can fight back." The fact that so few people actually understood what she said in her native Kayapo may help explain the gulf that exists between the indigenous population and the rest of Brazil. Anthropologist Terrence Turner interprets her words and explains that this parade of men enters with a chant traditionally used in the sexual rite of passage for young Kayapo men.
It's one of the most wildly aggressive chants in the Kayapo repertoire. It's their version of, well, showing the flag, so to speak, asserting themselves.
It foreshadows the reception for the representative from the state's electric power enterprise, Eletrobras. Invited to speak, Paulo Fernando Hezenchi confidently strolls before the cavernous gymnasium, short sleeves in a sea of painted chests. PowerPoint clicking, he extols the virtues of the Belo Monte Dam, then declares to derision,
"A FUNAI é que vai conduzir esse estudo todo. Nós já tivemos em três..."
The National Indian Foundation will fully participate in the studies affecting indigenous lands. The crowd, distrustful of the foundation that has been mired in corruption, roars in ridicule. I'll stay all afternoon to answer your questions, Electrobrasha's man implores and closes saying, if we stop this hydroelectric plant, we stop Brazil. Who has the courage to say these dams are bad? Hokivan Alvish Silva, for one. He's with the Movement of Dam-Affected People. If necessary, I will make war to protect the Xingu, he tells the agitated assembly. With that, a mix of warriors and women rises and moves menacingly across the room toward the man from Electrobrasha. Suddenly, they're on him. Machetes and sticks flailing, they push Hazenchi to the floor, feet from where I just slid away. In the melee, the warriors rip his shirt to shreds. The man's right arm is slashed open. Blood pooling on the floor, the Catholic bishop of Xingu steps in. The gymnasium hangs suspended between fear and euphoria. Chief Tabata from the upper Xingu tells me he felt the Electrobrasha representative had lied. He says the Paraná Chinga Dam on the upper Xingu has already changed the flow of water and damaged the spawning ground for fish. Their survival attacked, he says, the Indians attacked.
We have to hurt them. They weren't respecting the Indians. We have to hurt them. That's our fight. I want the people, the white people, to understand why the Indians are so angry.
The injured engineer says he will press no charges. Electrobrasha declined repeated requests for an interview. The bishop of Xingu, a tireless advocate of indigenous rights, has not lost his belief that ultimately the Indians will prevail.
In Brazil, we have an expression, a esperança é a última que morre. Hope is the last to die.
Pintado, tem tucunaré, tem peixe de couro que
and ticking off the numerous fish that are the life source for the people of the Xingu, Chief Pirakuma Yawalapiti says, a world increasingly preoccupied with the environment needs to consider this. We are the ones preserving nature, he says. We are the ones safeguarding the water, the fish, the land. We are defending the Amazon. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, on the Xingu River.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.